Yo, what's going on, homies? It is your big homie Kodak, and this is the Big Homie Sauce. Follow me on the ground right now at BIGHOMIEKODAQ, and you know, follow the homies, the Big Homie Sauce and Big Homie Sauce Pod. Of course, we got Colt back in the building.
Period, poo.
Ice back in the building.
Hey guys,
and we got you know, we got strange things in the background. Of course, we have I guess this is the rollout. But yes, now that's TV, the new home of the Big Homie's house. So yeah, give it up for y'all, homies. Clap it up for the homies. Yeah. How y'all feeling? Y'all good?
I feel amazeballs.
That's good.
Listen, now that's TV, I'm excited.
Now that's your homies.
Now this is your homies.
Yeah, now we're here.
We are here. So let's start with the icebreakers with Ice. What do you have to discuss?
All right, guys. It's your girl's Ice. All right. So when dating someone, it's important, you know, to ask questions that'll help you understand each other's values, your goals, things you're compatible with.
Uh-huh.
So what are three essential questions to consider when dating?
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Go first.
Knock it out.
So an important question that I like to ask men is just to gauge is a subjective question with a subjective answer. However, the answer that I get from a man says a lot to me. So I like to ask men, what is the most important decision, the woman that you marry or the woman that you have kids with?
Oh, this was a spicy question on the live the other night. Hold on, ask it again.
What is the most important decision, not person and not person in your life, but what is the most important decision, the woman that you marry or the woman that you have kids with? Mm-hmm. Now, personally, the man that answers my wife, I don't take you very serious, because while marriage is marriage and we can talk about union in the Bible and everything else up under the sun, divorce rates are still high as hell. Mm-hmm. Divorce is still a thing and it happens.
But that baby,
you, that woman and that child are bonded together into one, two, or three. Y'all is in the ground.
Absolutely.
If something happens with this child, I have to contact you. Birthdays, holidays, graduation. I got to see you for the rest of my motherfucking life against my will. Yeah.
That's actually a good question.
That is a good
Against my life. So if a man tells me out of his mouth, the woman I marry, I almost feel as though you're only worried about the superficial.
Nah, it's for sure. For me, it's for sure, like, who I have a baby with. That's why I ain't had a kid with. Yeah, I could have been had a baby. But I'm not trying, because I grew up in a one parent home.
Yeah.
Like I was saying last night, I grew up without a father, and I know how that feels. It wasn't like a bad feeling, but I know just there are things that would have been different in my life if I didn't have my father in my life. And I don't want to put another kid through that.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, yeah, now it's definitely who I'm having a baby with, and whoever I have the baby with, that's who I want to marry. You feel me?
I agree with that.
So, yeah, I'm 34, so the clock is ticking.
That's why I don't think it's a red flag when men don't have kids, when you hear them say things like, I want to be married to...
Do it the right way.
Yeah, I want to do it the right way. I don't think it's anything wrong with that.
Now, some of these men is not worth having kids with. That is the one that is a red flag. Like, some of y'all guys is losers.
Some of these ladies aren't.
Are cornballs, either. Too. They own the cop, too.
Some of these women are just run as quick as you can.
Really?
Absolutely. Okay, so what's your question?
What's
one of your questions that you vet someone?
If I'm vetting somebody, it is like, do you have a good relationship with your family? Because I feel like if you are the type of person that you know, like, we see these stories on social media of people be like, well, I don't trust nobody in my family, and like, your whole family?
Damn, you ain't even got no favorite cousin.
Like, nobody, you don't got, like, a long-term neighbor that you, like, listen, and that's the part about the internet. Sometimes people can get one side, they run off with one side of the story. Yeah. Like, nah, I need to hear what else happened.
What you did to Uncle Ray Ray?
What did you do to that person?
Right.
You feel me? So yeah, because it was a situation in the past where I was talking to a woman who didn't have a good relationship with any of her family, and I have a great relationship with my entire family. Right. Except my daddy. Fuck you. But we started talking around Christmas time. So if we just started talking during Christmas, I will holler at you when New Year starts. Because I don't know you well enough to waste family time to go spend with you.
Right. And you don't even fuck with your family.
Like, so you can't understand what I'm feeling in this moment.
Right.
So when I spent the whole month of December, because that's what I do. I spend the month of December with my family because you never know when it's going to be the last Christmas.
Yep.
Absolutely. You feel me? So, and I'm 34. So that means my mom is a little bit older. So you never know when it's going to be the last time. You feel me? Right. So I spent that entire Christmas and December with my family. So by the time I pop back up in January, and she's like, oh, where were you? Bitch, I'm with my family. Oh, my bad. That might be a sore spot. So, but the fact that she couldn't even relate. Now, if she had that familial bond,
right,
then it would have made sense. And we was talking about it last night, and it was shocking to me because, like, everybody that was on the live except me didn't have a good relationship with their mother. And I was like, damn.
But sometimes opposites, you know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty close to my family, but growing up, I always wasn't. I grew up, like, in foster care group homes and stuff like that. So, dating someone who is close with their family, and I've dealt with this, I had an ex who was, like, extremely close with their family. We bonded so well because the things that I felt like I was missing, his family provided, to me and for me. So, it wasn't like I didn't have family, you know what I mean? And then he just was like, you ain't got it. I'm not going to spend it with you. It was the opposite. Like, he wanted me around and included me. So, yeah. that made me feel good, you know? You ain't got to... If you like her, I guess. If you like her...
We literally just started talking like maybe a week before December started. So I don't even know if and that's the craziest shit ever too. Because after Christmas, when we started back, like, you know, linking more consistently, she was like, well, you didn't even give me enough for Christmas, but here, I'm gonna send you this bag I want. Bitch, what?
Girl, fuck you.
Bro, the bag was $1,300.
You got $1,300, Coochie?
Wait.
I ain't even fuck yet. You think you about to get a $1,300 bag?
Okay.
That's very crazy.
Bitches is diabolical.
That's very... I would have sent her a $1,300 wallet.
Oh.
Hello? Hello. We buying each other stuff.
Hello.
Ooh, we both got each other gifts.
Nah.
All right, y'all. Real quick. My question... Let me get my question. So my top three questions really quick would be, do you have kids and are you active with them? Like, how active are you all with them? That would be one question. Because, you know...
Some
men have kids and, like, just don't take care of their children.
They don't live with them.
Just be honest. They don't. Some of them. But I know some men who don't, like, have every other week with them. So that's okay. But I still need to know how active you are in their lives. My second question would be, what's your intentions? Like, are we dating intentionally? Like, do you want to be with me? Like, are you just want to, do you want to fuck around? You just want to hit that?
Yes.
Okay. So I need to know that.
Nah, you don't want to. I mean,
no. Like, do you?
You do want. You do want to know.
Marriage.
You do. You do want.
Last question.
Not that. Like, you know, do you want marriage? Like, intentions like that. Like, are you just dating because you're bored? You want to have fun. You want to turn up. You want to have somebody on your arm just to do things.
It depends on who I'm dating, though. That's the because I
need the last question to ask you to say what I want to say. I need the last question.
But that's literally that would be the question. And then my last question would be. Those are my main two questions. That's anybody, so you're dating, so you assume that they're single. So the question wouldn't be, hey, are you in a relationship? It would be, does anybody think that you're your girlfriend?
So call me a pessimist, but the things that you just asked, like the question I asked, I like to make people say the quiet things out loud.
Right.
When you ask men questions, you can't ask them direct questions because they're going to lie. And do you know why? They're going to lie because they know if they tell you the truth, you're not going to be fucking with it.
So I need to ask them how many, not do you have kids, how many?
You ask shit like, when was the last time you had your kids over for the weekend? Or do you have a room for your kids? I don't take any fucking man serious that says he's a great dad and you don't have a motherfucking room for your kids.
And live in a one-bedroom.
You live in a one-bedroom apartment, but you got four fucking kids. What type of sense do that make?
Them you know
kids,
what?
They don't live with him.
It don't matter when your kids come over.
When your kids
come over. On the couch?
Yes.
No.
That's crazy.
I don't got kids.
You have four children and you keep your kids on the couch.
So again, like I said, make a nigga say the quiet part out loud. Your kids don't spend the night at your motherfucking house.
You're not active, and they do. They spend the night on the floor and on the couch. You're not a great active parent, point blank, period.
If you, like, literally, I was so surprised.
You don't have them so much that you feel like, I barely had these motherfuckers, so why should I get another room
for them? Why should I have a room for them?
Not an active parent.
I was on FaceTime with my brother last night, and he's a new dad. First time dad. He's one of the 26.
Mm-hmm. You got 26 siblings.
Yeah, 27, but 26 with my dad.
Okay.
And he's one of the 26, and we were talking about that. And, you know, he's got his daughter right now, and she's running off, and he flips the camera, and he like, oh, you know, like, this is her room, her little toy room. Period, nigga. Period.
Yeah.
You not having a room.
Okay, let's put an age on it. It's okay about the age. I will say that. If you have a newborn, well, it sucks if you have a newborn, you're not with her. However, if it was like a one night stand and she's pregnant or you just found out she's having a baby, I feel like, okay, up to one and they don't have their own room, I still think it's some bullshit, but okay. But if you got a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, you know what
a
I mean?
A 10-year-old.
Somebody who needs their own room.
Because why yeah, would, like, ridiculous. Even with what you said, like, oh, when they come over, so that means, A, they don't have clothes at your house. They don't have shoes. They don't have belongings at your home if they do not have a room.
They have whatever the mom packed.
They got whatever the mom packed.
It's getting hot.
So again,
saved by the bell.
What you even even what you asked, yeah. The first question, are you active with your kids and what do you want out of this relationship? Another thing that a man is going to lie, and I mean, I understand. I understand why they would lie. If I know that all I want from you is some coochie, and I know that you want more. I obviously know that you like me. So I'm going to...
What you got to say, Trey?
What's your relationship like with God?
Amen.
That's an important question.
Amen.
That's an important question.
Who's mine?
I'm just saying. No, that's one of his questions.
That's one of his questions.
Okay.
That's one of his questions.
Okay.
I couldn't. That's something that would interfere with... Because even when... If I'm just talking to a woman and she bring up something that's almost like blasphemous to me, it made me uncomfortable. Because I feel like now I'm being tested. I feel like God put this in front of me. Like, yeah, you got this bad bitch says she don't believe in me now. What you gonna say? This girl with this big old BBL says she don't believe in me now.
She don't go to church.
Now you gonna stand up for me in front of this little fine shit?
It's a hard decision for you to
it
make.
It is because so, I'm not trying to make it weird. Like, but that's who I am.
Hey, but one thing I will say to that, a lot of things you don't have to ask. You can see in somebody's nature and how they act and how they communicate and how they talk to other people.
Yes.
Like, you know, like I hate a rude men. You know what I mean? Like when they get to a restaurant and be nasty to the server and stuff like that. You know, you can kind of tell how they were raised. And so it's certain things you don't have to ask. But for me, I don't even like to walk around the park and ask all these questions. Do you have children? Because when you lie about it, I know to check you because I've asked you before. And do you have a girl who thinks she's your girlfriend? Because that's another thing. Y'all be talking to these girls, and I never told her she was my girl, but y'all doing everything that the girl wants to make you assume that she's your girlfriend. So
girls, I'm being fucking nice.
But no, it's one thing to be nice. Being nice is just, you know, having, you know, simple conversation and just being cute and nice. That's another thing to have these actions and doing all these boyfriend things.
What is boyfriend things? Tell me.
She's out of 7 days a week, right? She's at your house 3 or 4 of them, spending the night. 4 or 5.
That means you spending the night.
Around this time last year, and I have my own crib, but this girl's crib was way nicer. I was spending the night over her crib like 3 to 4 times a week.
You were her girlfriend, her girlfriend.
A what?
Mm-hmm. You was over her house. Ooh. You was the girlfriend.
I was the hoes in that instance.
You was the hoes.
Yeah.
You ain't had nowhere to go, did you?
I did. I stayed right down the street. I stayed right down the street.
That's a hobosexual.
He was a hobosexual.
I've never been a hobosexual. Okay, I've always had my own spot for as long as I've been in.
But that's girlfriend. That's relationship things when y'all are spending extremely a lot of. But sometimes what I'm saying is, let's be realistic. A lot of girls, you don't have to say, hey, you're my woman, or hey, check the box if you want to be my girlfriend or not. Your actions sometimes will show, and that they will assume, not saying that it was right, but they will assume that, like, okay, we together. Like, so I see this nigga every day. I'm going to
hold your hand when I say this. That's the biggest motherfucking problem with women.
It is.
That's the biggest fucking problem with women. Because here's the thing about men.
But men don't all the time set boundaries to make you.
They don't. They don't. So it's hard for girls to understand. Again, men say the quiet part out loud.
They
you
do,
didn't text
I agree.
This nigga 55 fucking times, and he texts you back K.
But sometimes they don't, though, is what I'm telling you. That's why the question is, do you have a girl out there who assumes that she's your girlfriend?
But that, I don't feel like that always falls on the man. Do I feel like men need to make better boundaries? Because I hear a lot of men say that, like, you know, we just cool, we vibing and shit like that, and the next thing you know, now she won't leave my house. One, that's very alarming to me, because why haven't you said?
Why was she that comfortable?
Number one, why are we that comfortable? Like, as a man, I feel like that shit should be a red flag. If I'm not giving you shit but a wet ass and some dick, and you think I'm your boyfriend.
Shout out to the women with wet asses out there. The wet asses united.
Shout out to the men out there with the dick. Okay.
As long as they're not homosexuals.
As long as they're not.
Because if that's the case, baby, if you're a homosexual, you need to go ahead and set it, bussy. sell that dick?
Why he got to sell the pussy? Why he can't sell
Why y'all
dick?
Tell women to sell pussy? Oh. I heard the men's is paying more anyway.
Do men sell butt? Find out on the next episode of...
So wait, you said why do we say? Because I feel like men say that because I'm not gonna tell a woman to sell coochie, but I will tell a woman to take advantage of the things, the automatic easy points that life gives.
But I feel like that's crazy. I feel like it's crazy as hell when men say shit like, if I was a girl, I would have OnlyFans. If I was, you got a dick in a butt, boo. Why are you telling her to do it?
We don't know how to market that.
Yeah, you do.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do.
Well, we don't want to market that.
Get on there. I promise you. So that shit is funny as hell to me.
You want a nigga to get on OnlyFans and spread his cheeks?
I don't want. You know who's selling dick?
Who?
The guy
who... Why do you know who's selling dick?
No, the guy who does massaging. He massages all the women's and he be blowing on their coochie cats.
Listen.
And he be putting their legs back over
their... I don't like that.
They're paying for... I think they're paying for massages. And he's fucking them. That's paying for dick. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Absolutely not.
Can you get a massage while you in a relationship?
Absolutely, yes.
Like that?
No. Like that? No. A massage? Yes. Like that? No.
Like that is crazy.
That is wild.
But you mentioned something.
Even being single, it's just...
I don't know. I just feel like that's a little too... That's weird.
It's a little desperate.
You mentioned something earlier about being nice to service workers, right?
Right.
So both of y'all used to work in nightlife, right? Well, you're still in nightlife, in a different aspect. If somebody does not tip, is that a turnoff for y'all?
A man?
Yeah, a man.
If the service was terrible, no.
Nah, great service.
But if the service was great, yes. I feel like that's weird because these people are... Why are you coming here?
I'm saying, so but in every other way, he's good to you.
So a majority, I think, you know, this is my little segment because this is what I do for real. I think at first, when I first started serving and bartending and being a bottle girl, all that stuff, I used to take offense to it. I've matured in this area. So I would say something, I learned how to say something. You know, you look at the receipt and you say, okay, was your service okay today? But I don't take it personal anymore. I don't. It just is what it is because sometimes I don't like when people say you can't afford to go out if you're not tipping. I do just think people deserve to go out and have a good time. Is tipping, should you have to tip? No. Should you have to tip? Yes. But is it like mandatory? If you don't, I mean, it's sometimes where motherfuckers just don't tip. They assume somebody else tipped you. They feel like the gratuity is in there. They don't want to ask you about it. My thing is
it do be a lot of extra fees on them.
Yeah, when I say gratuity, unless you were
lying saying I don't get gratuity,
like baby, you do.
I get gratuity,
and that's another thing. Like even okay, so let's talk about like the restaurant industry in general, like including fucking Uber Eats, Postmates. A lot of this shit ain't even stuff that's supposed to be my thing. I'm not supposed to handle this shit, okay? Because if I order crab legs on Postmates, Uber Eats, any one of those things, the shit, I'm already getting fees on top of fees on top of fees. The fact that they are not paying their driver off of all the money that I'm paying is not...
Well, it's still a tip because it's a service that they're bringing it to you instead of you getting your big ass up and going to get it.
Uber is taking all the tips because they've added a service fee. They've added a delivery fee. It's a bunch of fees on top of that.
Yeah.
That's the fucking tip.
But I discourage people to tip.
That's what I'm saying.
It discourages people to tip.
Now, that kind of thing, I feel like you do need the motherfucking tip. You do need the tip.
Uber Eats?
Yes, you should. But here's and y'all can call me bougie if you fucking want to. I don't care. I pay my little $10 a month for DoorDash. I don't have all those fees. So most of the time, it's literally just the food and my tip. I'm cool with that. If I DoorDash more than twice a month, like I could pull that shit up right now, it'll show you how much I saved on fees. If I DoorDash twice a month and I spent more than $10 in fees that I would have spent paying that $10, it benefits me to buy that Dash Pass and not have any fees on the back end and still be able to tip.
That's good. Mm. But a lot of places do have service tip, sales tax tip, liquor tip.
Rainy day tip.
Liquor tax, sales tax.
All of this. All these taxes. All these. And people look at it, I say a tip because
your driver got a BBL tip.
Right.
But I feel like when you have shit like that, bitch, you could have took your ass around the corner to McDonald's.
Absolutely.
But again, to me, I'm paying for convenience.
Absolutely.
If that's like my mom can't stand that I Instacart groceries. She can't stand it. If I'm going to spend more than likely $100 more because I go to the store and I'm in here and I'm, ooh, let me get some chicken. Let me get this extra. Like, I'm just in here buying extra shit because I see it as opposed to let me go in my cupboard. Let me look and see, all right, this is what I'm making. This is what I need. Let me buy what I need. On top of the fact, I would have spent an hour and a half in the motherfucking store where I could get another hour and a half of shit done. Here's your $22.
But look, real quick, back to your question, though. Don't be trying to talk to me and you not tipping, though. Now I take offense to that. Like, don't be in my face trying to flirt and talk to me.
You talking about in the club?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, in the restaurant, just wherever you work. Like, you know, if you're somewhere and you're trying to talk, and this is good advice. If you're trying to talk to the bartender, if you're trying to talk to the server, your bottle girl, your hookah girl, whomever, tip her. Not tipping, we're looking at you, you're laughing. You're not getting the number. You're not.
Yeah.
My number is 911. Call it. Text me right now.
I'll give you a tip, all right?
Yeah, here's a tip. Go spend some money somewhere else.
Tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't go anywhere with anybody that don't tip.
Yeah.
And I ain't splitting the bill neither.
Oh, that's what I was about to ask next. What do y'all think about splitting the bill? And I feel like I'm gonna go first and get this off my chest. I feel like the only people that's pressed to split the bill at the restaurants like that are the ones that order the most expensive shit. Because if you order something that costs $100,
I got three lobster tails.
I got a viral TikTok talking about that. Because Light Skin Keisha talked about it. Like, if it's five of us, we all go out and we all eating and drinking and having fun, we splitting the bill. Now, I did that 2 or 3 days ago. We each got a drink. We ordered 3 appetizers. We all split and ate them amongst us. Did we split the bill? No. And you want to know why? Because I ordered 2 drinks. Put an appetizer on each person's shit and give me my 2 drinks. Period. I don't understand that logic of we go somewhere and the bill is $3,000 and I look on here and I ordered a motherfucking a lemon drop, a Caesar salad, and another fucking appetizer, bitch, and my whole bill is $45 and you ordered a tomahawk, Class A Azul, three other
it's
fucking
bullshit.
Things. And your bill would have been $3.50.
You don't split tabs?
First of all, I don't go to restaurants that do that shit anyway.
The only time you split a tab is
if Waffle House ever do that.
If you split a tab at Waffle House, baby, you don't need to eat.
That's crazy.
Or Juicy Crab. Waffle House, Juicy Crab.
The only time you split your tab is when you get a section at a club, when you're going in for a bottle. If the section costs $400 and it's 5 of us, let's bust it down.
Can we talk about that shit too?
And buy your own hookah.
Because
I want my own.
I hate when, like, say for instance, the only time I go out now is homecoming, right? Mm-hmm. So niggas get the section, you get the wristbands. What I hate is though, niggas want to, it be 20 niggas in the section. All 20 niggas want to split the money evenly. So 20 niggas get wristbands. I don't want to be in a section with 20 niggas.
And all the girls standing up because all the niggas are sitting down.
I would rather pay more.
That shit crazy as hell because I'm going to tell you to get the fuck up.
I would rather pay more. Just give me my wristbands. So y'all, if maybe 5 niggas and it's 20 wristbands. All right, so y'all 5 niggas get y'all shit and I'm going to take care of this. These bands are for the hoes. We not finna be in this bitch all niggered up.
Sausage party.
Bricked up.
Like, damn.
Bricked up in this bitch. You ain't giving up. You ain't sharing a hookah with the bitches. You won't let the bitches sit out. You scaring the motherfucking hoes.
What you gonna do for this shot? Come on, man.
You scaring the fucking hoes, boogeyman.
And you got the bottle in your hand the whole time. Like, pass it. It's women here. They want to drink.
Pour,
you didn't even buy the bottle.
Can I dry the boat?
Why you got the bottle in your hand?
Yeah, but no, I hate when motherfuckers want to have a bunch of niggas in the section at the function, bro. I hate that shit so bad. Like, that's part of the reason I don't like going out, because niggas want to be with niggas.
Because y'all, that is for y'all. Y'all are doing that shit for other niggas.
Or when celebrity and all the men are around them and won't let no one get to them.
Y'all remember that one song, Let My Motherfucking Nuts Go? Bitch, yes, please let this nigga's nuts go.
That's some from Ohio shit.
No, actually, it's too short. Period. Yeah. Let my motherfucking nuts go.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
No, that's annoying. Men, stand up and let the women sit down and enjoy themselves. We don't even want to twerk in a section no more. We don't want to have fun. Like,
niggas are doing that shit for each other.
You think niggas in the club to impress other niggas?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
I mean, clubs are strip clubs.
So it's the equivalent to the BBL shit.
No.
I feel like niggas be buying them sections and all the other shit to impress other niggas. You're not in there doing it for the hoes. Now the hoes come with it, cause obviously you want the bitches in the section. Hello. Like, we don't want this to be a sausage party, but niggas is over there. When you see niggas having nigga wars, I know, literally in Ohio, the club promoters in Cincinnati. Bottle wars. They had bottle wars, and all the, it was between them two.
It's showing off who got the most money.
Who is status? Yeah. Who spent the most money in this bitch? It was one time at the Flame. I'll never forget it. Niggas was literally throwing money at each other. They weren't even throwing the money at us. They were throwing the money at each other. That's why they started throwing money in the first place. One niggas popped it and got to make it rain in that bitch. Another was, give me 1,000 ones.
He didn't y'all give wonder a fuck. Why this girl's not throwing ass at the club no more.
He didn't
y'all
give a fuck about
attention to the women. They don't want to dance in the section.
He had to let them niggas know he ain't broke.
Section like this when we can sit with our little hookah.
Looking around and then, on our phone.
Nigga gonna tap you. As soon as you tap, they hit that motherfucker.
No. Like, you ready? Like, damn, nigga, I just got it. No.
Niggas love doing that
by
shit.
By your own.
The hookah sassy.
Hitting
the hookah sassy for a man?
I don't give a damn.
No. I'm not like
when it first came out, I what think that is, was a though, thing.
What no, that's a great, that's actually a great question. If I'm in the spot with my nigga, get your own fucking hookah. We're not sharing the fucking hookah.
Yes.
That is, no, I share the hookah with the hoes.
Oh.
I'm sharing the hookah with the hoes.
I like that.
As a man, you should not be.
Hey, bro.
Pass that.
Hey, bro, let me hit the hookah.
Nigga, get your own. It's $30.
Where?
I just had one of these for hookah. 20.
House of Hookah.
This man, I want y'all to look up House of Hookah. This man is that talking about
across
a hookah
from Spin?
Not, no.
It's
House of Hookah
house.
Near Atlantic Station.
Okay.
House of Hookah.
That's my chill out
spot. It's literally a hookah spot. Like, no liquor. It's not a club.
But you can bring liquor in there.
I know, but we're talking about there, you don't split no hookah. Definitely you don't.
Why? That's my meeting spot. Like, what I need to.
I like House of Hookah.
Cause if during like the day, don't nobody be in that bitch.
Playing a hookah cool too.
Where's playing a hookah?
Playing a hookah.
I don't know, but that's where I was last night.
She into that. I never heard. Named.
These are places we have a lot of key places in Atlanta where you don't have. You can bring your own bottle. You buy a hookah. You can get a smoothie, some tea, and maybe like some little appetizers, and you just chill. People do their work there. It's for hookah heads who work.
So it's actually run by like the Habibis.
Wait. It's a gym.
No, I said it's for hookah heads who work from home.
Oh, I thought you said work out. I'm like, God damn, niggas doing curls and...
Oh, I'll be in that bitch real...
Do a hammer curl.
You a fucking pass out.
Wait, that look crazy, never mind.
Y'all edit that, please.
Please.
I do the editing.
Damn,
fuck
see?
You.
Oh, no.
Always makes yourself look good.
Of course. That's... Let's take a hit.
So, wait, I thought we was finishing the sassy.
No, we need a hit of coke.
I hit a coke.
Wait, what was the question about sassy?
He said, is it sassy for niggas to hit the hookah? I feel like you said it was sassy for
niggas to share a hookah. That is sassy.
Three niggas, one hookah goes crazy.
I don't like calling men sassy for shit like that.
No, it shouldn't be two niggas on one hookah.
Now, that's...
That's what I'm saying. I'm not
realistically, two niggas, okay, cool.
No. Cause if it's just
I
two
feel like
of
if
us,
it's, if it's
you
a,
can get your own fucking.
If
hookah.
It's just two, it's wild. Y'all sharing a hookah.
Yeah, if it's just y'all two,
it's
even bromance.
If it's a
bromance.
Group of people, two people can share. But if it's just y'all two, it should be two hookahs.
But if it's three, get your fucking hookah. That's my whole thing.
But
bro.
You know, some people ain't hookah heads like that. Like I hit the hookah.
Well,
especially
you don't
if you can't
care
smoke
about
the
not hitting this fucking hookah then.
Don't hit it at all.
Yeah, just don't.
Not
like,
for
well,
you.
I'm not about to force you into a habit.
I don't care. Anywhere I go, I need a hookah. I don't drink like that, but when I sit at the table, I need a hookah, my own hookah. Yes, and the girls, they be trying to talk to you. Hey, girl, hey, let me hit you. No, I'm not sharing my hookah at all. I mean.
That's bro. When I start speaking Spanish. No, I'm lying.
No, mama. Let me hit your hookah. You got an extra tip? No. And I tell, I whisper to the hookah girl, bring me one tip. One tip.
One
start
is
looking for the tip
the number.
They start patting themselves
Where the hookah? Do you got another tip? No.
Nope. Actually, they're all out of tips. There are no more tips
it's
in Atlanta.
It's so crazy. They
this is the last tip in Atlanta.
They're fresh
wow.
out of tips.
It's crazy.
Wow. I actually don't think they made tips anymore after they made this tip.
They
stopped. Wow.
They had a recall.
Yeah, it was a tip recall. Wow.
It was
that's
a tip
crazy.
Recall. It's wow. okay. She's like, it's okay.
But
I'll
what would you do if? What if she was like, don't worry about it, boo. I got my own.
That'd be me.
She
I always.
Deep. She in too deep.
If you look at my purse, I got a hookah.
But I've been, because I got two hookahs at the crib, and I've been doing it by myself for so long. I just don't need. I be forgetting to use a tip, like when I go out.
You could. Oh, when you go out, you just be raw dogging it.
No, I be about to. Then I'm like, oh,
this
wait,
nigga,
you're not at home.
Do not share a hookah with Kodak because he raw dogs.
I'm not gonna. If you're a nigga, I'm not gonna let you.
But the women, he raw dogs the hookah. He does not use
you
a tip.
You can kiss after me, baby. Yeah.
That's nasty.
Let's take a hit of coke.
Dun, 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 dun. So,
damn.
Is it, are we gonna do that every time? That's some good shit.
Wow.
That's some good shit.
You should have seen what they did before.
Hit the shit out of my head.
What's up? I was gonna be on my Kanye shit today, but
do
I feel
it.
Like,
we,
I feel
do
like
it. We are not STV. Let's go.
Why? You know what? What I find to be very funny, sad, and disheartening, because obviously that clip is going viral and the men bashing, the women bashing, the men bashing, everybody is absolutely hilarious. But something that you said the other night about the internet being the only place that you have a fucking voice, bitch. Imagine, imagine the only motherfucking place you get your rocks off is in the motherfucking comment section on social media. It'd be so crazy, especially, and shout out to the good men. I will say that. Shout out to the good, faithful, worthy, sturdy.
Cody's gonna cut that part out.
I'm saving all this.
Shout out to the real niggas. Like, for real, for real. Shout out to the real niggas, because I feel like.
What makes somebody a real nigga?
A real nigga?
A real nigga. Real nigga 101.
Being rich in faith, being rich in love, being rich in humility, being rich in honesty, being rich in loyalty, the things money can't buy.
And standing on business.
Being a man of your motherfucking word. Cause don't nothing piss me off motherfucking more than a bitch who say, offer, get it, I'ma do this for you. And don't fucking do it. Bitch, I didn't ask you to do
that
shit.
I didn't ask you. You offered, nigga.
You offered it, you still couldn't even deliver. Damn, you a piss poor ass motherfucker.
Hate him.
You offered it and can't even deliver. That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's your third time saying Bucci Cat.
Because I just learned it.
You be playing the Bucci Cat.
Do not. I don't play with men butts.
They don't even be.
What?
How you know?
I was about to say, they don't even be clean enough for that. The average man out of his mouth will tell you, I don't want you between my booty crack because that's gay.
I don't think men say that out loud. But y'all ever
some men, so you I feel like here, that's some
crazy shit y'all.
You will really hear some men say, like, I don't put my hands in the crack of my ass because that's gay.
So
I bet you have dingleberries in between your fucking nappy booty cheeks. What the hell? That is disgusting.
I have an inappropriate question. This may not be appropriate. But were you ever giving head and their balls was musty?
I don't have any.
Not to my knowledge, because I feel like I would remember that. Like, I feel like I would have said some off the wall shit if I did.
I don't have anything like that, but I remember one time I was about to eat this girl butt, and I was about to eat this girl butt, and I had spread the cheese, right? It was the end of the day. Let me add that. It was the end of the day. And you know how, like, if you moisten your lips and, like, spread them, you see, like, the salat, that's how her butt. So it was like some mysterious moisture down there.
And when you opened it, it was
strands. And I was like, you know what? Let's
close it back.
Let's not do this.
And you closed the booty cheeks back?
Let's not do this. It was a rancid smell. But shout out to the women that do got nice, clean booties.
Who was it, Kodak?
I'm not putting her.
I'm not putting her.
Don't put that girl out there like that.
I'm not putting that.
She ain't wash her ass. Somebody
oh,
need
hell
to know.
No.
I mean, it could have been. It was the end of the day.
Beginning
you
of the day.
You know how niggas be talking about they like that after hours twang. Like, bring it back to me after you've been working out all day.
That's the best shit.
Oh, my God.
Not you like lemon pepper seasoning.
Thank you for having me.
She said that was enough.
All right, we're going to
bring it up. Enough. Enough.
I don't like a bigger chair.
Hell nah.
I want it to smell like whatever the fucking soap.
I want
it. If you are eating
like
somebody's private parts with twang and saltiness and a smell and rancidness,
especially conscious. Like, I feel like it's different where, like, I don't know, you know, something could be just, it was like, ooh, yeah, it was a moment.
Maybe
but
a little,
like,
okay.
Damn, you came home.
Dirty and sweaty is different because you could shower before the gym. You know, you go to the gym, you be a little musty. I take chlorophyll, so I don't be musty. Chlorophyll is a thing. I'm telling you, that motherfucker don't smell it. Oh.
You don't use deodorant?
Smell it. Oh, no, I do. Oh. I'm just saying, like, when you sweat.
Baby, people need that. Y'all need
that
aluminum.
I'm talking about. Sweat when everybody's sweat doesn't smell the same.
Yeah,
but when you're saying that you're gonna eat some shit, and he just said he spread it open and then like two pieces of bread with cheese in the middle, you're gonna eat the cheese. You're nasty. You're a nasty nigga.
He said the salty. He liked the sweaty. He liked the sweaty.
And he got a smile on his face. Y'all, I want y'all to see him. Come stand next to me.
He liked that. He liked that shit.
Come stand next to me. I want them
he
to
liked
see.
That nasty
I want y'all to
shit.
See the nasty man behind the scenes.
Trey is that's what he liked. Hey,
Any sweaty women out there?
Nah, you know,
I got a nice faithful man.
You know,
it's
crazy because like before, I
go to the gym later, Trey.
I hope she walked by so I can bring
she
her.
Bring
in.
You some pants.
I was talking. To Dank, the real big girl.
Dank the rapper.
Yeah, the girl that's suing Lyft, right?
Yeah.
And she was saying she wanted to get a mold of her cootie cat, and I was saying we need the fupa too. So who's talking about the fupa? I think was that last week?
Yeah. Fuda and fupa.
Yeah. So she got a fupa, but I feel like if you really with her, you can't just mold the coochie. You have to mold the coochie and like the lower belly. Like you got to get the full experience. If you wanna feel like you fucking Dank, and you
just gonna have to get a mold of her.
You gotta get a mold of like all
titties.
This.
You gonna enjoy the titties too.
I have
if
a
you
question.
Like them Dank, you gotta get the titties. Too.
I just have a question. How much would that weigh?
No, that's gonna be about 250. That's gonna be about a good 250.
I'm just saying, if
I'm frozen, my camera's messed up.
Yeah,
literally.
If you get a mold of it, if he's saying that much space, you want that much of the mold. Wouldn't that be heavy?
That would no. I'm saying if you got like the thigh area,
like you talking about, you know how they got the one part where it's like the half a man penis
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying if it's a mole.
Are you getting a mole? Are you fucking it?
Yeah, like,
of course.
Oh, so okay, so it's gonna be.
Oh, that's another thing too, because you know, if you got a big woman, you can it's multiple things on there you can fuck her. So
it might be
something to where
if a man ever tried to put his dick in my belly button, it would be a fucking
no,
problem.
No, let me
you
tell
you. You haven't lived until you done stroked the belly button.
Let me tell no, belly button is
if
crazy.
If a man can put his penis in my belly button, you have a fucking wee wee.
Listen, I have a confession. I have fucked the belly button before. I have.
Like you on purpose?
Yes.
She was a big girl.
Absolutely.
But I have a confession too. I was much younger. I was in my 20s though. And I was having sex with someone, and they were sitting in front of the back. We were laying down, and he thought he was in my hole. He was in my thighs.
The nut?
Yes. He was fucking.
That just goes to
he
show.
He was fucking my thighs. Like
that just
I got
goes
big legs,
show.
By the way, guys. So,
that,
but
the
he was
only
fucking
thing that
my
they
thighs.
Doing is jacking off in our coochies. You don't even know the fucking difference, nigga. You don't even know the fucking difference.
Well, everything is soft down there, you know.
But that is crazy. Like, how the hell?
But you know what a coochie feel like. You know when you're in that motherfucker. Like you know.
Yeah, I guess it. You must have been squeezed. You know when you hold your legs together.
Man, look, you squeeze them over. It feel like a glove. Some good coaching feel like a glove, bro. It feel like a glove.
I'm fresh out of coochie. I don't even know. I don't know what we're talking about.
Whatever it feels like. I know it must feel good.
Because you're doing the bending.
The way you niggas act.
No, I'm not doing any bending. I'm not getting bent. I'm not doing any bending.
Coke, you.
I'm not.
You going to the Rose Garden?
No. Remember she said. Not you saying the shit in the mic, girl.
Oh, trying to.
Just,
I'm about to say something.
You blew it.
Be nice. They so mean to me up here, y'all.
You blew it, boo.
They just so mean to me.
She said, let me tell you a secret in the mic.
They so mean to me. Oh, what you got to say today, Kodak?
I have a confession from the confession session.
Ooh.
Let's hear it.
Yes. So, are you ready? Let me see. I got a few, so let me pick out the best one. Okay. Young lady from College Park, Georgia says, I have a whole husband, but I still go on dates with my ex, and I tell my husband it's self-care days.
And he probably paid for them too.
Oh, yeah. Here's 100.
Here, honey, about $100, boo.
Oh,
go get a massage.
She's being honest. That's her self-care day. She needs to take care of herself. She missed her ex. That's wild.
Why don't you go back to the eggs? I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Want your cake and eat it too?
No.
Shut up.
We're not saying it's right, but you're saying why? Because sometimes you just don't want to go back to your ex.
But that goes back to being unfucking happy. I don't get that. If you
She might not be unhappy. She's happy with both. More than one person can make you happy. I want to let y'all know that.
Wait.
I agree.
Can you be in love with more than one person at a time?
Absolutely, you can.
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
You can't truly.
Y'all don't think y'all can love more than one person?
Come over here, Trey. Come over here, Trey.
Love, be, love.
Come over here, Trey.
Again, being very I don't even know the word that I want to use.
Trey,
I'm very literal. Trey,
his thoughts off real quick. Look at the camera. Look
you
at
can't.
Camera.
You cannot be in love with more than one person.
Trey, you smell good.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
You see, you trying to do something.
I'm not. I just said you
stop.
Smell.
See, you gotta stop.
I just said he smelled good.
You get on that ass TV. Go
you gotta chill. Look, you cannot be in love with more than one person, bro.
Thank you.
Period. Point blank. I ain't even gonna go into detail, but you can't.
And I feel like that's the problem with people. Because don't know the difference between being in like, being in lust. Being in love, loving someone.
What is love?
Coke, before she responds to that, Coke, we was friends. We always agree on everything. Friends.
You my girl in back pearls.
However, being in love is not black and white. Everything that we do does not have a written down, you should boost it, this way it goes. No, I think that you could genuinely be in love with more than one person. I don't think that's not a thing. Just because it's not a thing for you or even me, that doesn't mean someone that doesn't love somebody genuinely and love multiple people. I think somebody could love multiple people.
It's but like you, different see, factors you, you for saying, different. You saying two things. You saying you love multiple people and being in love.
I think you. You can be in love with multiple people. Since when does your heart be like, oh no, just one person? Like, no, I think it's a thing for people. They can be in love with multiple people.
So that's the difference, right? You can love somebody.
Okay,
right?
In love. Trey.
But in love, right? How are you in love with? Because you got to care about this person, right?
You can't care for multiple people?
You got to care. You got to have a specific care about this person to where you know if you're doing them wrong, right, that they're not going to like it. They're not going to approve of it, right? This is being in love. You got to do right and honor by this person, right? This is what we're talking about, right?
People be in love with one person and still do them wrong. Does that mean that they don't love them?
Yes. That's exactly what that means.
Yes, that's exactly. You can't do two people like that?
So you in love? He's saying you can. How could you love somebody? You have to be in love with somebody and not wanting to hurt them. Correct.
So here's
but people be in love and still hurt somebody.
I'm not. It's not gonna be intentional. I'm gonna do my best to make sure it's not even accidental.
So here's the thing that a guy said to me. Very funny. A guy said to me, we were talking about love, and he said love gives freely. Something that people don't realize about love, being in love, how we have these relationships. My dad told me this 15, 16 years old. Any man that really, really, honestly, truly cares about you, like really for real, is never going to hurt you. Now, excuse me, intentionally. Are you going to hurt somebody's feelings? You know, I thought this dress was hitting you. Like, nah, you look a little crazy in that, you know, right. Little shit like that. But cheating, lying, manipulating, gaslighting, abusing, that is not love.
So the people in poly relationships who believes that's their thing. And by the way, y'all, this is not for me. I'm not into hella people or just dating. I'm just being realistic in my eyes. The people who are in poly relationships, are you telling them that they really don't love their partners?
But they have multiple people? But their love looks different. So I can't compare how I move as them, because I was almost in a relationship with somebody who was poly last year. But that's not how, because in my head, and I still love this person, like as a friend, but in my head, I can't be laid up with you and then go lay up with somebody else because I got an appointment.
What about the Muslim but men it's, who it's have still, different wives?
So you know the difference in that? It's agreeance, right? Yes. Poly relationships, they all agree that this is what we got going on.
But could they be in love with all these people?
Yeah, because that's
it's
what they're
agreeance.
Saying,
it's agreeance.
I hate to say this.
Y'all on the same
It's
page.
Agreeance.
But that's what I'm saying though, regardless of, I'm not saying, okay, yeah, so y'all are thinking about being in love, like
monogamous.
I love you and cheating. Okay.
Monogamy. Exactly.
I thought y'all were saying in general, somebody could love regardless if it's poly or whatever. Yeah, they could love multiple
love looks, you said it. You said it best. Love looks different. It looks Absolutely. Different in every form of facet. Just how you was finna go into the Muslim. It looks different over right. there. You know what I'm saying? They got multiple wives, but they're in agreeance with this.
Absolutely.
So that's how they love, which is totally understandable.
But it's a thing that's done, though. That's all I'm saying. But it's like
comparing football and basketball. Like, 2 points in football is a different thing than 2 points in basketball. Like, you're playing by completely different rules. So whereas you could really love this somebody in polygamy and still go with be with somebody else, and that's normal. Whereas if I love this out of this woman and I'm monogamous, I don't even want to smell another bitch. And that's how I am. Like, even when I'm dating, and I'm recently learning how to not do that, because if that person isn't ready for the type of shit that I'm ready for right now, then they're going to feel like I'm rushing them. And that's how the shit has been. But in my head, if I like somebody, I ain't got to look no further. I like you. Don't say love,
because last time on one of the episodes, you said you got backups.
I'm screaming.
I mean, until I'm married, I'm always going to have people that I am in communication with. But once I'm in a committed relationship, all that shit out the door.
Good.
But I also feel like, too, call me pessimistic, call me cynical, but it's layers to love, and a lot of the times you don't love that man, boo. You love how he make you feel. Mm-hmm. You love how that dick feel. You love certain aspects of a person. To me, the person that I want to marry, I want to love them as a whole. Absolutely. I like this, and this about you. And even if I don't like it about you, I'm willing to compromise.
That's what love is to me.
That's what love gives freely.
I feel like
I would never have a husband. I think it's nuts to go through the process of marrying someone to turn around and be like, well, I love her too. If that was the fucking case, why aren't you poly? Why aren't you, like they say, agreeing? It's people, and I feel like that is the biggest problem with women, because I feel like we are in such a rush, and men make us feel like you need a suitor, you need a man, you need a man, you need a man, where that's how you end up with bitches coming over your house for 5 days, and now she thinks she your girlfriend. And a bigger part of that too is you don't even know yourself enough to know why you feel the feelings that you feel for this person.
And you have to feel them feelings in every moment that they are alive, in every situation, every emotion, every scenario. Because if you only love this woman while she's having a good day, what you gonna do when she have a bad day?
What do you, like, seasons? Something when I think about like loving somebody is seasons. How do you treat me when you broke? Like, men talk about that shit all the time. We can't be broke. My ex, when I met him, had literally lost his job, dwindling down his savings, trying to find a job. He has never changed. I've seen him through grief. I've seen him through baby mama drama. I've seen him through losing. He has always been the same person. Always. That kind of shit is important, because the only time you treat me well is when you're up. And that's not love.
No.
It's not love. And a lot of the time, that also ties back into marrying women. When you listen to when men say that, asking, go back to that question, and I asked men shit about, like, why do you think marriage is the bigger, more important decision? And men will be like, I mean, because that's my wife. Like, she represents me, and she's this. Listen, you like the ideology, the thought. I say it all the time. Yeah. I feel like a lot of men, when it's not hard for me to find a man, but I think that men like the idea of me. The more that men get to know about me, they be like, this is a cool ass bitch. Like, I fuck with you. But I think that you're looking at me from the outside looking in. You're not.
They gotta see them.
You gotta see her. Have you seen me through a PTSD episode?
Have you seen her around her friends?
Have you seen me when I'm hungry?
Yes. Have you seen me around kids?
Yeah.
You don't like kids?
I love kids. I absolutely adore them.
Have you seen her when she's stressed out? And those are the things that matter, because if you are really locked in with somebody, you're gonna be around that person every single day. And sometimes our friends are only our friends because I ain't gotta be around you when you going through all that shit. Some friends, but you do have those friends that are damn near like a relationship.
Yep.
Because you're around each other that much.
Mm-hmm.
So you said something yesterday, and we got to talk about that shit now. You said that women benefit more, or men benefit more from marriage.
This has already went viral. Lord Jesus, have mercy.
I'm just, you know,
we're gonna have an educated talk today. We need clarity. We're gonna have educated talk, because a lot of the times people will hear me say stuff and it'll be like that one little thing, and then everything else goes to hell. The system of marriage was quite literally put in place to oppress women. If the foundation of this was the oppression of women, how in the hell does it benefit us? Or was it meant to start as a benefit for us? If you were my father and you were my suitor, and you could come to my dad with your fattest fucking pig and two jars of grape jelly and say, I want your daughter, I want to build wealth, I'm trying to do business with you, I don't have no fucking say so in this. If we that tell me how that benefits me at all. One, two. If we again go back to how long.
Look at your camera, Trey.
I'm screaming. The looking back to when women could even own bank accounts. If we talking about the system of marriage and women couldn't own bank accounts till 1964, you couldn't own a bank account. Even when they could own bank accounts, you still needed a man to co-sign for it. You still needed a man's approval. Men were putting women in psych wards and giving them motherfucking lobotomies because they were so fucking unhappy. They were so fucking unhappy because it was never meant to benefit us. That's like, that would be the same, and I hate to say this. I really hate to say this. But it would almost be like a white person being like, well, why didn't slavery didn't benefit black people? No, bitch, it didn't. It wasn't meant to.
That's heavy.
It wasn't fucking meant to. So what the fuck are we talking about? Now, when we look at what men, I feel like what men like to point out, where they say like, how does this benefit me if I'm going to provide, if I'm going to work, I'm protecting our family, I'm doing X, Y, and Z for our family. How is it only beneficial, or how does it benefit us more? I'm gonna tell you why. And this goes back to nurturing. Men's depression rates go down. Their health rates go up. You have someone help cooking, cleaning, rearing your children at home, making sure that your home is straight when you get there. Correct? While on the ladder. Now, a good man, a marriage would benefit both. Did everybody hear that? A good man and a good woman, the marriage benefits them both. But for the most part, the average marriage, the average one we're talking about, because there are some great men out there. I'm not going to sit there and be a man hater.
That's not going to be in the clip.
I know it's not. But again, when you imagine doing all of these things and a man doesn't give a fuck how you feel. You don't care about my feelings. You're not willing to help. You're not willing to assist. You also minimize my role in this family. How in the hell, if my depression rates are skyrocketing, my health is deteriorating, my mental health is also deteriorating, you might possibly be cheating on me, so now I'm over here, I got something else to worry about. How in the hell is this beneficial to me when I could just be single and do all this shit by my motherfucking self?
Pop it off, Trey.
And go. Look at your camera.
I mean, what you saying?
You agree to that shit.
It's, you had to let
wrong.
Me cook.
Yeah.
It's not wrong. So it's not wrong. But the only thing I got to say is that was the past, right? So in the latter years, right, we talking about where the actual government gets involved, right? Where it shifts, right? You know what I'm saying? So now at this space, you know, a man could be doing XYZ, you know, doing everything, and a woman could be taking care of him, whatever, blase, blase. If it don't work out, who you think gonna get everything?
Do-do-do-do-you.
So I know this is
just walking away.
I know this is gonna sound crazy. I know this is gonna sound crazy. Any man who's ever talked to me will be like, she be saying that shit all the time. I want to sign a prenups. I want prenups, both of them. Mine and yours. I feel like this is why men be upset. And I think that this is why men don't understand the backlash as a woman. And again, I'm not married. I don't got no kid. I don't got none of this shit. But again, outside looking in, being able to assess the situation. Hindsight is 20/20. If you marry a woman, you keep her up in the house, right? She don't do shit but rear your kids. This bitch hasn't been in the workforce in 10, 15, 20 fucking years.
Yeah.
You get out of this relationship, she has no life skills. She may or may not have no money to be able to continue to maintain the life that you provided for her. Because guess what? Where do you think alimony and palimony came from? It came from you guys. Yeah. Because when you guys were leaving, making these homes, you were marrying these women, and you were deciding to leave and go run off somewhere else, and the women couldn't pick up the bag, that's where that shit came from. Because the men who were like, now, wait a minute, nigga, this is my house, and you owe me this rent. What the fuck is going on? These things were all created for a motherfucking reason. And guess who they were created by?
Men.
Yeah. So getting mad at women, looking at women like we the gold diggers, because You marry a woman, you do her wrong, because some men also say, like, who initiates divorce? Women. Usually women do more than men. Correct. So you don't think, and depending on what, you know, people get divorced for, it's never a, let's take a step back and see how I failed as a person. Where I went wrong in this. Because I feel like on a man and a woman's part, I feel like marrying the wrong person is huge. Being with the wrong person, you could bring somebody in your life and they could turn your shit upside down in 6 fucking months tops.
Okay, so Cole, you said a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with a lot of things you said.
Mm-hmm.
But you still got off the topic.
Okay, bring me back.
You still got off the topic bring of back. Today in today's society, mm-hmm. right? In today this day and age,
2025.
If a man is providing, he's doing everything, he's checking all the boxes off, right? And a woman is in a space to where she's like, okay, she does have necessary life skills and she's doing, it's a quote unquote 50-50 type of thing, mm-hmm. right? In that space, the woman is still gonna walk away with everything. That's going to happen.
What do you mean by everything?
Because I mean that.
Is it like child support, alimony?
Everything.
Or?
Look at it. Statistics don't lie. Think about it. Men usually the men at the top, they drop down a couple hundred million. You feel what I'm saying?
Bezos. Yeah.
Miss Mama's was the heart of his business.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
She was the heart of his business.
I'm not taking that away from her.
And this is coming from somebody who watched that with my parents. My parents ran a trucking company until my dad died. When my dad died, my mom still could run it. My dad told me all the time, if Shorty's gone, it's over with.
So I say this, right? You're right, right? But how does that make me wrong?
I'm not gonna say it makes you wrong, but it's almost compensation.
So
I think that men don't think about it like that. I think that men feel as though like you're taking something from me.
But it can't be like, okay, men, this is for men or this is for women. It can't be that way. If that because you make great points and I make great points on the opposite side of the table.
Yes.
And we're basically saying the same thing.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So it goes back to what you were saying. It has to start with, bruh, either you gonna do right by this person or not.
Yes.
And if you don't, then you know we know that
you know you know what's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We know that you're the problem, which then go back to another point you made, which is the prenup.
Yeah.
That has to be in place most of the time because it's like we both understand what's going on here. Ain't no back and forth. If you did wrong, okay, that's cool. If I did the wrong, okay, that's cool. But at the end of the day, somebody fucked this up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it can't be a man's fault. It can't be a woman's fault.
And sometimes it's equal parts. I'll definitely say that because that also goes back to, I will take everything back to one, knowing yourself, like knowing who you are, what you like. Me knowing that I have post-traumatic stress disorder, like extreme, like I black out when I have an episode. It's insane. It should really be studied. I think it's crazy that I have gaps in my life where I do not remember what transpired. It is important to me to be with a man who understands that, like who knows how to help, who can work through this with me, not trigger me, be loving. Like it's so many things that I know about myself that keeps me from being in a relationship right now because I know what I actually need. I know what I want. And a lot of the times people get out here dating people, doing whatever. I'm in love. Kodak, I can show you my phone right now. This man was like, marry me yesterday. Marry me. I want to have a baby with you. Please. And he's dead serious.
Please, Coco, marry me.
He's dead serious. But when it boils down to it, like I said the other day, the person that you marry, the person that you have a baby, these people are the only people in the fucking world that you choose. You don't choose your mama. You don't choose your siblings. You don't choose your coworkers. I don't believe you choose your friends. You don't even fucking choose your kids. Mm-hmm. But you get to choose the person that you lay down with, the person that you in a relationship with. That's the only person. So making a bad decision and then being upset with your decision, Like men, that's like the gold digger shit. How do you flash your money at a woman? You don't show her no sustenance within who you are. You are only rich in money. You are not rich in anything else. And you get upset that this woman only wants you for your money and y'all get a divorce and you wonder why she robs you blind. What did you think she was? She don't fucking like you. Yeah. You don't even like her.
But we you said what?
What did Jeff say?
Jeff? I don't know who the fuck Jeff is. But Bezos? Oh, damn. That's crazy. But I feel like we are learning now that we cannot be our parents' generations. We can't just get by on having finances and providing. You have to actually
To get women to like you.
You have to be likable. And I'm a likable ass nigga, so I don't really have those issues. Excuse me? Ooh. I'm cool. But other guys that are still trying to lean onto this, yeah, you know, I do all this A, B, and C for us. Like, all right, yeah. But I got one more question before we get up out of here. ASAP Rocky is not guilty on all charges. So yeah, shout out to that man. But a lot of people are saying ASAP Rocky is bad for Rihanna's brand. So I got a question for y'all: can the person you date drag you down?
Hell yes. Yeah. That's, hell yes.
You knew that answer.
Hell yes. Absolutely. Hell yes.
Why, I feel like people can't you bring them up?
I feel like it's both. Somebody can literally drag you to hell. I'm not going to say my personal experience, but watching somebody be up, like somebody that I know be up, and be at the lowest of their motherfucking lows because they messed around with a person is crazy to me.
And sometimes it's not even the person, it's what the person puts you through. Like, it's right. Just one girl, and I'm going to post this, and she probably going to see it and know it's about her. But she just, every time she posts about her nigga, because I'm in her close friends, every time she posts about her nigga, it'd be like him doing some bullshit. I'm like, you too fine to be putting up with this shit.
What you mean? Like, he be cheating and doing all this?
Yeah.
He be doing some wild stuff.
He be on bullshit.
He be on like, trash.
You was too fine to be putting up for this shit. I'm like, damn, you really be going for this?
You be surprised. They be in love. Like, I feel like that's why when you people talk about pick me's and shit like that, you really never know who the fuck. It don't matter how bad you is.
It don't matter what you look like, what you got going on, kind of car you have. I feel like how much you making.
If a fine ass woman is out here putting up with bullshit, that really like that's some you losing points on your fineness.
But again, just because you could have the most beautiful outsides and the shittiest fucking insides. Just because you're beautiful or you're handsome or attractive.
Ate shit as well.
Yeah, like you really never know who people are for real. Very, very fucking rarely do you really know who somebody is. And that's crazy.
You met a bad bitch and was like, damn, you fucking slow.
Yeah, or you listen to her talk and be like, damn, bitch.
Don't fucking look at me like and we're Shay out. Thank y'all for back. Watching.
Oh. Shade him. Shade him.
Let
back.
Him know before you go. Because I'm about to beat his ass. Wow. You know, now that's TV. Hey, I'm about to get man. Right with this.
Now that's TV. Now that's your homie. He gonna have to. We in the building. Colt, Ice, my dog Trey in the building. You know. We made this shit happen today, okay? I know it looked good. We made this motherfucker happen today.
Surprise, surprise.
I was walking through Target. Trey was like, no, man, you might need it. No. Fuck it. We doing it. We fucking doing
and
it.
And we did it.
And we did it. Bitch. So, yeah, well. Yeah.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to the big homie.
Yeah, shout out to the homie. Now we got more space. We're going to start including more homies in this motherfucker. But, you know, the plan is coming together. It's coming God together. Gave me the vision, and the vision is plain, all right? You feel me? So, till next time, holla!
Peace!
Big mama.